The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It is currently 5 degrees and sunny at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. My name is Lina Mansouri, and here are today's headlines. A plan to build more affordable housing. Why Quebecers aren't seeing doctors. And the South Shore gets a little greener. At City Hall this morning, Mayor Plante addressed the press with an action plan for affordable housing. In the city, Hannah Beach joins us now from City Hall with more on the story. Hannah, what is Project Montreal's plan?
So the City of Montreal announced a new policy to make easier the transfer of municipal buildings to nonprofit organizations that are going to build non-market housing. This is for affordable or social housing for individuals who are low income or otherwise can't afford rent at its going competitive rate.
Mm-hmm. And where in the city are these units being built?
So according to info provided by the city, there's government property available on the canal by St. Henry, in the plateau, and also around Jerry Park. Mayor Plante had this to say about where to find this info and why it's so important.
Wanted to be very transparent and proactive, supporting the non-for-profit organization that are building units that are out of the market, which is part of our long-term strategy. And so this map shows exactly where the sites are available.
And we know that this administration has promised more housing before. How do we know if it will be different this time?
So a CBC reporter asked a very similar question. And Mayor Plante did say that this effort that they're making right now is to simplify the process as much as possible to make these affordable housing units easier to build, easier for organizations to buy the land. And also was quoted saying that we are doing everything we can and it's going to be a team level at every level of government. She did point out that there's been issues with funding from the federal and the Quebec government and that they changed their plan regarding social housing last year. So they were working with this. She also pointed to the inflation crisis, but she underlined ultimately that they're working with an amazing ecosystem in Montreal to meet this goal of building affordable housing.
Thank you, Hannah. Recent studies show that many newcomers face challenges with their finances when coming to the country. While the majority felt confident about their finances before setting foot on Canadian soil, the winds are shifting upon their arrival. Experts say that newcomers face difficulties in qualifying their past work experiences to Canadian employers. Zachary Chang has more on that.
Malia Marine's family immigrated from Bangladesh in 2009. When they finally arrived in Canada, they struggled to find jobs after many employers refused to recognize their professional work experience and education.
Like at the time, you know, it's more so just survival, like any job they could find to sort of pay the bills. But like going from sort of like professional fields or professional degrees to like then coming here and realizing that like their degrees are no longer applicable is a big thing.
But Maureen's family isn't alone. A study shows that the majority of newcomers feel confident in their financial situation prior to entering Canada. But upon arrival, 90% say that they struggle with financial security. Khaled Mansouri from the National Bank of Canada says that a major financial barrier that newcomers face lies in employment. Experience and education from a newcomer's home country is not always applicable in the eyes of employers here in Canada.
So the problem is not with the government or whatever ministry, it's much more with the employer. Said, we don't know you, we don't know if you can find your place within the company, etc. So it's always a bit hard, to start at your own level if you have certain skills coming from outside.
Mansouri says that immigrant workers pose higher risks to employers who are not familiar with the work experiences and degrees from other countries. For Maureen's parents, that meant an increased pressure on things like the cost of living.
Like when we came, my brother and I were really young, so it was really difficult to find a job that could also have enough time that we were also being watched because daycare is expensive.
Experts say that employer recognition of work experience from other places in the world would help newcomers overcome financial barriers here in Canada. I'm Zachary Chung for CJCN in Montreal.
It might not be the best time to participate in your neighborhood's Christmas light contest this year. According to a survey, most Quebecers still think the province is in a surplus of electricity. The mention of the energy transition and the need to lower energy consumption comes as a shock for many. The Canadian Federation of Independent Business found that 67% of the people surveyed expressed concerns about a possible energy deficit. This comes as Quebec plans to deploy major low-carbon energy production projects and attract large green industries. Recent surveys show 43% of Quebecers skipped medical care due to limited access in the public system. If costs are covered by the government, many may turn to the private sector. Amelia Lemesianu has the story.
People are struggling to get access to public health care due to long waits and limited access. Some even stop trying to get doctor's appointments. Dr. Michael Keelan suggests that we need to have more family doctors.
It all comes to having an insufficient number of family doctors. It's the backbone of our system is having a family doctor. And if you do not have somebody to call, then you are left at the mercy of a bloated bureaucracy.
Some political experts don't trust the government to hire the right type of people to solve the problem. Political analyst Robert Frank says it will be easier to get administrators than doctors.
A priority needs to be placed on delivery of clinical services to people wherever they need it, rather than on hiring more people and retaining a huge overhead of administrative civil servants who don't deliver health care.
That was Amelia Lemesianu reporting for CJCN News, Montreal. Researchers at UQAM have come up with some hard facts on erectile dysfunction. A new study using virtual reality shows that men suffering from erectile dysfunction experienced less sexual arousal when exposed to virtual scenarios than those without the disorder. Up to a quarter of men are affected by erectile dysfunction. The study is a part of a set of research in sex tech aiming to integrate immersive technology into the study and treatment of sexual disorders. We had another tragic story of feminicide over the weekend. After being left out on bail, a man murdered his ex-partner who he had previously threatened. Why does this keep happening and what can be done to prevent it? Gabrielle Meyer spoke with Darisha Ramdu from a feminist collective at Université de Montréal. She says the government needs to do a lot more to help women in danger.
Arrested for violent behavior or whatever, and still like the police didn't think that it was necessary like to watch him. People, women, are actively demanding like to change those rules and how they treat the case, and it's not changing. So like, it's driving me crazy actually.
Okay, so if you are concerned, I guess, as like a family member or a friend, do you think that it's something that you can and should intervene in? And do you know if there are some ways that we can do this effectively?
I think the first step would be to talk with the person who's like being abused, or yeah, to see like the extent of the case and like if they would be comfortable with me like pitching in and intervening in this. I would intervene in both case, even if they don't want to, because I don't want them to see like to be hurting and everything, but I would talk to them first. And yeah, like I know there's like some hotlines and or like the police also, but they're mostly useless. But yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What do you think could be done better to protect women in these situations, or just in general?
Like the men, like the abuser, right? Should get a heavier sentence and like let the woman speak, and like always blame the woman first, like the victims first, and then maybe like do a case and go to like a jury or whatever. But oh yeah, we'll see. Like if something happens for real, then we'll take action. Just act when she like. They come forward first. I don't know like why they wait to like see that it gets worse. Just act when the people come forward to you and say that this is happening.
That was Gabrielle Meyer speaking with Darisha Ramdu from a feminist collective at Université de Montréal. The federal government is going to invest in innovative startups by financing 13 Quebec organizations whose mission is to boost the development of inventive new businesses. It aims to give a helping hand to new entrepreneurs. Félix Ledoux is with us with the details. Félix, how will this help the startups?
So this investment is not going directly to startups, but what we call incubators and accelerators. So those are businesses that themselves aim to aid startups by providing advices, infrastructures, administrative help, and so forth, just like Dave Diallo from Quebec Employers Council explains.
That kind of company help those startups to find people that could help them, that could give them advices.
How important is it for startups to receive this kind of investment?
It's very important. It's going to be mainly directed to businesses linked with environmental or social missions. And it's going to help Quebec startups to jumpstart because they are not growing very fast right now, like Mr. Diallo explains.
In Quebec, our productivity is very low and we need that kind of investment to help our companies to increase their productivity.
And tell me, why do these kinds of businesses need help?
So they help other businesses in turn. The Minister of Economic Development for the Region of Quebec, Soraya Martinez-Ferrada, explains that they face their own problems. So by helping them, the government helps many.
Quebec's businesses, incubators, accelerators, ecosystem is thriving. And we know you have many challenges in front of you.
And Félix, how much money are we exactly talking about here?
So it's an investment of $16 million over 4 years distributed to 13 businesses. So it's not a massive investment, but the government really believes that it's going to be a big help for a lot of startups.
Thank you, Félix. Heads up, Greater Montreal, life is about to get greener. The mayor of the South Shore announced this morning at a press conference a partnership between the city and a local nonprofit. It aims to reduce climate change by planting 300,000 trees. The project will also build urban green spaces around businesses and industries to increase in biodiversity before 2030. Huda Kirkari has more on the story.
Sauverdi is a local nonprofit that has been working to greenify Montreal for the past 30 years. Their latest plan will see the 82 municipalities of Greater Montreal working together to reduce air pollution by planting trees and increasing accessibility to green spaces.
Now, we're working with CMM, the Metropolitan Montreal community. It's been 2 years, so since COP15 in 2022, we've been working with them to reach their goal of 30% of canopy in urban regions.
One of the project's goals is for every resident in the suburbs of Montreal to see at least three trees from outside their window and live within 300 meters of a park. However, Bédard says constant funding will be their biggest obstacle to achieving this.
So we need to get landowners to participate and to invest in greening.
For Sauverdi, this project is not only to do with fighting climate change, but also fighting for social justice.
Quand on parle de justice, c'est parler de démocratiser le vert, de s'assurer que tout le monde puisse avoir accès à un espace vert à côté de chez soi ou même dans les lieux où il vit et travaille. Donc.
This is Huda Kirkady for Concordia News.
Striking workers at the Port of Montreal will be heading back to work, but they're not happy about it. The federal government has asked the Labor Relations Board to impose binding arbitration in the strike and lockout. Workers went on a limited strike last week. Then the port locked them out over the weekend. This arbitration will apply to workers here in Quebec City and in Vancouver, where four ports are facing strike actions. Vancouver and Montreal are the two biggest ports in the country. The Miami Dolphins secured a big win against Los Angeles Rams on Monday Night Football. Canada's Alphonso Davies will miss key games. And the Habs finally win over the Buffalo Sabres. Riwa Abdelkayek has the story.
They score. Caulfield gets it.
The Montreal Canadiens defeated the Buffalo Sabres 7-5 with the 24-year-old Cole Caulfield scoring twice to lead the charge. This fast-paced game saw Montreal's offense come out on top, securing their second straight win. This thrilling game had fans on their feet as Montreal's offense took center stage, showcasing a determined push that overpowered Buffalo's efforts. hockey legends Shea Weber and Pavel Datsyuk are set to be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame, celebrating their remarkable contributions to the sport.
Davies is down.
Big news in Canadian soccer. Alphonso Davies, the team's captain and star, won't be on the field for the upcoming CONCACAF Nations League games against Suriname. A nagging injury has sidelined him, leaving fans wondering how Canada will adjust without their speedster. Can the team rally without him on the field, or will they feel the sting of Davies' absence? All eyes are on Canada to see if they'll keep the momentum going. And in an emotional moment for Canadian sports, soccer icon Christine Sinclair left the pitch for the final time, making the end of a legendary career that inspired fans not only in Canada but around the world. In Monday night football action, the Miami Dolphins overpowered the Los Angeles Rams in a decisive win, even though the Ram quarterbacks Matthew Stafford, known as one of the best in the league, failed to score. Despite his reputation and a strong message to rally his team, Stafford couldn't find the end zone, while the Dolphins' defense held firm. Miami's offense capitalized on the Rams' struggle, stealing the victory and leaving LA searching for answers after the tough loss. And that is it for sports today.
Thank you, Riwa. On your Santa list, you might want to specify children and not adult toy this time around. Mattel just issued an apology for mistakenly printing a porn URL on Wicked Toy Doll packaging. The toys are supposed to be promoting the upcoming film, but instead creating a frenzy on social media by leading to an adult film site. There's been no confirmation of product recall as of now. The movie starring Broadway star Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande will be out in theaters soon and, contrary to the doll packaging, open to all ages. Umbrellas will be getting a rest after two straight days of rain in Montreal. The sun will be present for the next 6 days. Temperatures will rise to a high of 7 degrees this afternoon with a low of 0. We will be experiencing seasonal highs averaging around 8 degrees for the remainder of the week, with a chance of showers next Monday. Temperatures are expected to return to double digits. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Lina Mansouri.